following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hey there, my name is DJ Stass. This is the Lax Lab. In this podcast series, we will dive deep into the legendary discussion of who is the most skilled male lacrosse player in the PLL. Hi guys, welcome back. In today's podcast, I am going to introduce the second contender for the most skilled lacrosse player in the PLL. Before introducing the next player, I would like to say, if lacrosse has caught your attention and seems like an interesting sport, then I would like to briefly talk about options to join the lacrosse community and get more information about the sport. No matter how young or old you are, there's almost always a way to get involved in lacrosse. If you're a younger player, still exploring different activities or sports, lacrosse is an excellent choice. It combines the nonstop movement and endurance of soccer, the physicality and toughness of football, and the strategic thinking and quick decision-making found in basketball. This is a unique blend, makes it both exciting and challenging. A great place would be looking into local clubs and youth programs or recreational leagues. You can also check if your school or college offers a lacrosse program, as many do, even at beginner levels. If you're beyond grade school or college, there are still plenty of opportunities to stay involved. Many cities and communities offer men's and women's recreational leagues that welcome players of all skill sets. Joining one of these leagues can be a great way to stay active, meet new people, and continue building your love for the game. Another rewarding option is coaching. Whether you're helping out with a youth team or assisting at a higher level, coaching lets you pass on the knowledge and passion for the sport while deepening your own understanding of lacrosse. Without further ado, I would like to introduce our next player for who is the most skilled lacrosse player in the PLL. I think this name pops up in everyone's head if you have a decent amount of experience in the lacrosse world. This player has had his name mentioned a lot recently and has recently been awarded the PLL MVP award, and it's none other than Connor Schellenberger. Connor Schellenberger is a 6'1", 195-pound attackman from Charlottesville, Virginia. Quick little story about my encounter with Connor Schellenberger and how I got a signed pair of UVA gloves from his college. I was looking for gifts for my best friend's birthday, who is also a lacrosse player, and his favorite player was Connor Schellenberger at the time, and I decided to look on Instagram and look online to see how I could get a Connor Schellenberger merchandise, and I found that he didn't really sell any type of merchandise, especially game used merchandise. So I decided to email him and DM him on Instagram, and I waited a couple weeks, and eventually he responded on email and said he would love to send out a pair of signed gloves and a note to my friend saying, wishing him happy birthday. So that is a very cool experience that I had with Connor Schellenberger, and my friend was very happy with his gift. Now, switching gears, I would like to go into Connor Schellenberger's early life and high school. Connor grew up in Charlottesville, Virginia. He started playing lacrosse at a very young age. At around 3 years old is when he picked up his first lacrosse stick. For high school, he attended St. Ann Belfield School in Virginia, but also spent time at Bullis School in Maryland. Both of these schools are very prestigious high schools, even today, with how well their lacrosse program is developed. He was an awarded player in high school, being first team All-State, prep team player of the year, and ranked number one recruit in the class of 2019. Besides high school, he also played for Mad Lax Capital and would travel around the world and especially in the country, playing at different tournaments and showcases. Some of the prestigious showcases he went to was Best in Class, Under Armour All-American Games, Main Stage, and The Show. At many of these events, he was rated by Inside Lacrosse and Prep Lacrosse scouts that were there to evaluate players. He was ranked a 92 out of 100 overall, which, just to put in perspective, an 83 out of 100 means you are ready to play on a D1 lacrosse roster. So a 92 overall is very impressive and means you're definitely one of the best players in the country at your time. Moving on to college career. First, I want to mention that during his freshman year, he committed to Johns Hopkins University, and then shortly after decommitted and decided to go to Virginia. Connor had developed a very special connection with UVA and would often visit games and practices to watch the players when he was younger. The start of his career was sadly cut short due to COVID, so he decided to redshirt in 2020. In 2021, he helped lead UVA to a national championship and was named the most outstanding player of the NCAA tournament. Over his UVA career, he became UVA's all-time leading scorer with 323 points. He's the only UVA player to be honored as a four-time USA First Team All-American from 2021 to 2024. He was a three-time Touraton Award finalist from 2022 to 2024. He holds UVA and ACC records in assists and tournament scoring and outperformed in NCAA tournament play in terms of totals. In his final year as a grad student, he scored 32 goals and had 52 assists for a total of 84 points, leading UVA in both assists and points. Academically, he was strong. He was named first-team All-Academic All-American in 2024 by the College Sports Communicators. Now moving on to his professional lacrosse career. After college, he entered the Premier Lacrosse League, also known as the PLL, and was selected second overall by the New York Atlas in the 2024 PLL College Draft. In his rookie PLL season, he made a strong start. He tied the record for most points by a rookie in their pro debut with 8 points, 3 goals, and 5 assists. He finished the regular season with 26 points across 8 games, 15 goals, and 11 assists. He was ruled out of the 2025 championship series due to medical issue and was replaced by Christian Mule for that roster slot. In 2025, he earned major accolades, though. He was named PLL MVP and Attackman of the Year after leading the league in points, 46 in total, 23 being goals and 23 being assists. One thing I want to mention before moving on is combining Brennan O'Neill and Connor Schellenberger's careers, any difference and similarities in their games and their awards. And since Connor Schellenberger redshirted, he was technically the same year as Brennan O'Neill, so they shared the field a lot of the time, playing against each other in college and now in the pro leagues. Definitely both are in the conversation for who is the most skilled lacrosse player in the PLL. Moving back to Connor Schellenberger, in July 2025, UVA announced that Connor Schellenberger would return to Virginia to help coach and become the assistant coach for the UVA men's lacrosse program. He is also the founder of CS1 Lacrosse, a training/clinic platform offering in-person and online coaching to younger players across the country. Now, I would like to talk about the 8 characteristics that I believe contribute to being the most skilled lacrosse player in the PLL. First, we have consistency. Second, work ethic. Third, leadership. Fourth, clutch performances. 5, versatility. 6, innovation. 7, mental toughness. 8 legacy. Starting with number one for Connor Schellenberger, I think Connor Schellenberger is probably going to be one of the more consistent guys on this list due to, and here's a great example of him being in college. From his freshman all the way to his senior year, he was an All-American, first-team All-American, and was putting up numbers right off the bat, right as he got there, playing against the toughest competition out of any other conference. And again, in his freshman year, they won the national championship, and he had a big role in that, leading them to that national championship and putting up those numbers that were needed. Next is work ethic. I think Connor Schellenberger has a great work ethic, just like any of the other players on this list. But I think a great example of that is during his redshirt year as a freshman, he put in that work, and there are a bunch of articles that talk about him grinding and waking up and before practice, before lifts, and putting that work in, whether it's hitting wall ball or going to the field or shooting on their goalie there, Matthew Nunez. Next characteristic is leadership. And I think Connor Schellenberger shows great leadership. And I believe a great way that Lars Tiffany brings him back in to the program as an assistant coach shows that he was a leader there and wants him to still be that leader, even as an assistant coach, and showing the younger guys how it's done and being a great role model. Clutch performances is number four. He had very many clutch performances, especially really recently with the New York Outlaws, but also very many in college, especially on those close games. And a great example of that is the NCAA National Championship versus Duke, when he gets the ground ball to pass to Xander Dickson to finish it for the national championship win his freshman year. And then versatility, he is a very versatile player. Whether he can play midi or attack, he is, or playing coming down from downhill as a Dodger, as a midfielder, or coming as an attackman from X, he's always able to put the ball away. And innovation, he's definitely changed the game and is definitely in one of those, in that conversation for maybe he's the new face of lacrosse, like I talked about with Brennan O'Neill or Paul Rabel in the last podcast. He is definitely one of those players that is might be that new face of lacrosse. Number seven is mental toughness. And I believe Connor Schellenberger had to have a very strong mental capacity to deal with all of the chirps and all of the talk from other teams and other players and other fans during those games, during those tough games where it's a one score different or a one goal different game. And Virginia being a powerhouse, it is, there was a lot of haters for Virginia. So he had to deal with all the talk and all the chirping from all those players and fans. And then number eight, lastly, leaving a legacy on the program and on lacrosse itself. I think Connor Schellenberger has, and a great example of this is, he holds the record with 323 points at Virginia and is very close to being in all of college having the most points. So leaving an impact like that and being a good leader for players like myself growing up and other players shows that he has definitely left a legacy and is definitely in the conversation for who is the best lacrosse player in the PLL right now. Nearing towards the closing section of the podcast, I would like to give one little statement from Inside Lacrosse that kind of briefly summarizes Connor Schellenberger's lacrosse style. Connor Schellenberger's lacrosse style is defined by his exceptional vision, intelligence, and balance between scoring and playmaking. He plays with calm, controlled tempo, always reading defenses several steps ahead, known for his creativity and precision passing. Schellenberger thrives as a quarterback-type attacker who can both set up teammates and finish plays himself. His combination of elite stick skills, field awareness, and unselfishness allows him to elevate everyone around him. While not the flashiest player, his movements are deliberate and efficient. He uses angles, fakes, and timing to create space rather than relying solely on speed or power. What truly sets him apart is his composure under pressure and ability to perform in big moments, making him one of the most complete and surreal players in modern lacrosse. Thank you guys for tuning in.